This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, the Oklahoma City Thunder take a commanding 3-1 series lead over the Minnesota Timberwolves last night in Minnesota with a 128-126 win. Had a little bit of drama at the end. It was a furious finish there. But I think the first half is what got people all hot and bothered there, because OKC looked like they were just going to be running away with it yet again. As they came out in that first quarter, drop a 37-piece on Minnesota, it looked like they were kind of in a little bit of cruise control, right? 8-point lead at half.
Yeah.
And it was the fact that Julius Randle and Ant Edwards did not have an impact in that first half, really, from a scoring output at all. Edwards had 2 shot attempts. Mm-hmm. Look, Julius Randle had 5 points on the game.
Yeah, finished with 7 total shots. And you know, number one, you have to give the Thunder some credit for going to the box and one, yep, and junking up the defense. But like, it's not just that that Edwards took 2 shots. It was. And this may end up being the New Orleans Pelicans series for Dame, for Ant, for understanding what the true offensive burden is of being a lead creator in the NBA playoffs, like when it matters, because he looked confused and he looked passive. And yes, he was getting the other guys involved, but this is like the whole idea of like, oh, if you're, those are good shots, those are good shots, those are good shots. They're good shots in the sense of like you're getting good looks, but there's this. Analytics can't quantify it, but the dude has to be a dude. That's kind of what it comes down to, and you have to find a way. Yeah. And if you can't, it's not necessarily an indictment on you. It's an indictment on your team and the inability to get you going in other ways.
Well, this was the issue that I had, is last night at the half, ESPN rolls out in their halftime show an entire package of what OKC was doing to Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. Box and one, so all eyes were on him. He had 4 guys are playing zone, 1 guy's man-to-man on Dan Edwards. No matter where he goes, multiple bodies are collapsing on him.
They're putting a big body at the tip of the spear.
And so he is, and they show the highlight reel where he is driving in and he's kicking out because there's 4 guys collapsing on him. And right when that, after they explain it and everything is laid out, Stephen A. Smith just comes on and starts screaming about Ant Edwards' 2 shot attempts. He needs to be taking more shot attempts than that. This is the same guy who gets criticized for not having a feel for the game. Mm-hmm. And he was drawing attention, kicking it out, and Minnesota just wasn't shooting. Julius Randle went 1-for-4 from the field.
Like the bench was great. I mean, bench had 30 points in the first half.
And it was one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't. Now, is there Chris Finch not preparing Ant Edwards for what could be coming? That could be it. Mm-hmm. Just as you said with that New Orleans series where Dame getting jumped at half court and the double team being relentless on him at half court, Dame knew what was coming especially for the last three quarters of that game, because it was from start to finish for 48 minutes, just relentless. But there is that adjustment period to it. In the second half, Anthony Edwards was far more aggressive. Mm-hmm. But to criticize the guy for only two shot attempts, when the reality of it was he was getting the ball to guys who weren't making open shots, and he was trying to create opportunities for them, which he did, and they weren't capitalizing on them. The bench was good. Jaden McDaniels was good early in that game, too. I mean, he was shooting the lights out early, except for from three. In that first half, I think McDaniels was 1 for 4 from three. I mean, he had some pretty clean looks because Ant was drawing two defenders on that side of the floor.
And I use that Pelican series as the parallel because I've talked to Dame about that series a lot, not only how transformative it was for him, but it's this idea of like, remember Alfred Camino kind of got blamed in that series? I want to say he shot like 46% from three. But the problem is, like, if your offense is, like, if the defense is winning every single time by getting, like, the whole idea is, like, they want to get the ball out of your hands, get the ball out of your hands, get the ball out of your hands. Like, that's the whole idea of doing this. And because they will live with those guys taking those shots, even good shooters, because they can't do anything else and they can't create beyond that and put the defense in further rotation. And that's the thing is, like, you have to take what the defense gives you to an extent. And it was the conversations I had with Dame about this were really interesting because I was always of the mindset of like, well, you know, he's getting off the ball. He's doing what he's supposed to do. At some point in time, that has to break. You have to find a way to split it. You have to find a way to put the defense in rotation by yourself. You have to find a way to break it down. And if you like going back and just watching Ant's drives in the first half, they caught him off guard. He did like there's numerous times where he jumps in the air and like he gets collapsed on and it just doesn't work out for him. He gets to the free throw lines a couple times. He does find a couple kickouts. It was very much he didn't really know how he wanted to attack it. And then the first, I want to say three possessions of the second half, all drives, two led to wide open kickout threes. Mm-hmm. And they knocked down. The other one leads to the finish at the rim. And you're like, there it is. So there was a thing that he figured out. And I'm interested to see how far he can go.
That's why I said the preparation by Chris Finch, not bracing him and getting ready. The biggest sign of disrespect in the NBA is a box and one. Mm-hmm. Because that team is essentially telling you, it doesn't matter who else is on the floor. We don't care about those guys.
Yeah.
Those guys are meaningless. And it's not disrespect to Ant. It is disrespectful to the other four players for the Minnesota Timberwolves on the floor with Anthony Edwards. And so I don't criticize him for saying, guys, we are professionals, and you know this just as well as I do. You put a NBA player in a wide-open gym with wide-open shots, it doesn't matter who they are. Rudy Gobert would knock down threes in an open gym, right?
Yeah.
They were getting some bare-ass open looks, but they weren't converting on them. And like that, I'm saying we are putting way too much of that weight, especially in that first half, on Ant Edwards. He needs to shoot more. Look at what OKC was doing when he did drive in that first half. It was legitimately four bodies around him.
And that's where Minnesota's got to be smarter about whether you get Dante in there earlier to have him try to trigger the offense. Because Conley, again, is an organizer. He can't really he can't do what he did 5-6 years ago in Utah, which was use his elite burst and quickness to get into the paint to cause problems, to put a defense in rotation or to compromise the shell to where you're just like, okay, we can't let Mike's not going to beat us, but we can't let him get to 10-foot runners where he's going to shoot like 80% on these things. Like, that's not a thing we can allow, and that's not what he can really do anymore.
I do agree in part with this text, though. The way Ant passes the buck, too, I didn't get enough shots to say I struggled. Come on, not getting shots up is a sign of struggling. I agree with the way he passes the buck part, but not getting shots up isn't necessarily always a sign of struggling. It is those other guys need to make their shots too.
Yeah.
And like they are all paid professionals.
I will say though, the other guys did show up. I mean, Na ends up with what? 23 points on 5 of 8 from 3. Dante's 21 on 5 of 8 from 3. I mean, Jay McDaniels ends up 22 on 15 shots. I mean, the other guys showed up. The guy who just hasn't, man, is, and he's, I don't want to say he's kind of slipping free here. Gobert has been bad.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Yeah,
he has been bad on offense. I should say on offense. That is always the issue with him. Everybody talks about him getting played off the floor. It's not for the defense, folks. It's never been for the defense. You're out of your freaking mind if you think it's because of the defense. It's because he's got brick hands.
Yeah,
it's just not there, man. And like, he's had a couple shots in this series where I'm just like, I go full Patrick Ewing. What is that? Do you practice that shot? Like, just, you have hands the size of dinner plates. Grab the orange sphere and dunk the damn thing.
Put ball through hoop.
This.
Yeah. It's just, he had a post catch where the defense was trailing behind him. I think it was not this game, but the game before. Instead of just turning and just going to a little baby hook from 4 feet, he turns and fades and goes like a chest push shot.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
just be tall.
Brother, you are 7'2".
Mm-hmm. Did you know that Shea and Nikhil are cousins?
Oh, my God. This is worse than Kevin Love from Lake Oswego and grew up playing with Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
It's egregious.
They're cousins. It is bordering Jerome Bettis is from Detroit.
Yeah. It's bad.
At first I was like, huh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Now it's like, yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, the Alexander, we get it. Yeah. Real quick on the
I did not put that together.
Oh,
though.
No? Oh,
okay. I didn't. Mm-mm. The Alexander Walker and then Gilgeous Alexander. Yeah. Mm-mm. Didn't get it. But now I got it. Guys,
it'll get you.
I understand now.
I will say this. I don't want to sit here and just be like, denigrate the Timberwolves and not highlight the fact that Chet, Jaylen, and SGA went for 95 points combined.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Jaylen Williams and SGA had themselves a game and a half.
Yeah.
Those two put up 74.
And boy, do they need it because nobody else showed up for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.